Watch, FMR Miss Iraq, a quarter of Muslims want to eradicate the U.S. and Israel. By Deborah Brand on June 2, 2021. A former Miss Iraq who was forced to flee her native country after posting a selfie with Miss Israel said at a pro-Israel rally, 25% of the global Muslim population are radical Islamists who want to eradicate the U.S. and Israel. In a video uploaded to YouTube this week, Sarah Edan said Muslims in her home country of Iraq and the rest of the Arab world were taught that Jews hate Muslims and that Jews seek to destroy the world. Radical Islamist ideologies that teach them that Jews are not even human beings. They are satanic creatures in human form, Edan said. She went on to draw a parallel with radical Islam and Nazism, saying, "The amount of anti-Semitism that exists in radical Islam, it's crazy. It's exactly like the Nazi movement, and this is why a lot of Islamists have joined their movement with the neo-Nazis, in order to defeat Jews all over the world." According to Edan, the fight launched by radical Islamists and neo-Nazis is not only against Jews or even against Israel, but is against the United States and the West. They believe that Israel is a huge supporter of the U.S. in the Middle East, and they need to remove that. If they can remove the American influence and democracy in the Middle East, then the next target would be not only the U.S., but Britain and all of Europe, she said, adding radical Islamists believe that any non-Muslim is kafir or infidel and they don't even deserve to live. She went on to say that a quarter of adherents to Islam are radical Islamists. What people don't get is that while there are so many peaceful Muslims and they make about 2 billion of the world population, the amount of radical Islamists within Islam are about 25, so that's 300 million. That's the size of the United States, Edan said. Imagine all those people want to eradicate not only State of Israel but the United States and the West. It's a serious concern that should make everyone worry. Not just Jewish people but all Americans, regardless if they are religious or non-religious. As Breitbart reported at the time, in August 2019 Edan lambasted Representative Ilhan Omar for trying to push Sharia law onto the U.S. and says that the congresswoman does not represent her as a Muslim. Women like Omar and Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat Michigan, Edan said, exploit progressive sentiments. They feed on the sympathy of people, Edan added. The former Miss Universe contestant, who grew up in Iraq under the regime of Saddam Hussein, fled the country after receiving threats that her Iraqi citizenship would be withdrawn because she posted a selfie with Miss Israel.